Welcome to another episode of the Smiles Ahead podcast, community style, where we have a really fun guest on today, Rob from Mr. Putty's Fun Park.
Yes.
And we're going to get into that a little bit and kind of see what the deal is with this fun park and go from there. So, Rob, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. So, the way we like to start these off is just give a little bit of background of, Mr. Putty's Fun Park, how you got started, how you got into it, and then we'll go from there.
Cool, absolutely. Yeah, so we opened on May 21st of 2016, so 9 years now, celebrating Mr. Putty's ninth birthday on May 21st of 2024. Yeah. So that'll be super fun. We always try and do an event, little birthday celebration for Mr. Putty every year, make sure we don't forget about him.
Hey.
Taking it back to 2016, I'll actually go a little bit further back. So my parents moved here to South Carolina, Charlotte area back in 2009, right when I graduated high school. So that was kind of my graduation present. Hey, there you go. We're moving out of state, so figure it out. Either come or don't.
Yeah.
So as an 18-year-old kid, I was like, well, I know more than my parents do, just like most 18-year-old kids. So I decided to stay in Long Island, New York, where I'm originally from. Stayed there for a couple of years, dabbled with, you know, the whole corporate sector and living the corporate life type of thing. Decided it wasn't for me. Had the opportunity to come here and start Mr. Putty's. So I started that with my parents. And after 2 years, my parents did the exact same thing that they did in high school, where they said, hey, well, you can either buy this place or we're going to sell it to somebody because we're moving to Florida and we're retiring.
There you go.
I guess it was a good driven business decision, unlike a lot of people that just kind of give their family business to their kids.
Yep.
I guess I was taught a little bit more of how to run a business and what running a business was actually like and the whole economics and profit and losses of business and all of the good things you need to stay in business.
That's right.
So I bought my parents out back in 2019. It's kind of been me running it as a one-man show ever since, so that's been 5 years now, and it's definitely, you know, been a great learning experience of, you know, being an entrepreneur and, you know, owning your own business and, you know, a lot of times of not taking a paycheck and going a long time with having to stash away money to make sure that you could keep yourself afloat, it's kind of a pretty grounding experience to understand what, you know, most people go through that own businesses and, you know, actually taking it to and applying it to my own business and doing that myself. So,
well, that's great. And for the young people watching, the entrepreneurs, I know we have a lot of people that ask us about practice ownership and that. And a lot of it is, it looks a certain way.
Right.
But then when you get into it, having to learn the.
Right. Well, and I know that you guys own 500 of these.
not yet. Not that many.
Dentistry franchise. How many exactly do you guys have?
So we're at like about 7 orthodontic locations and about the same amount for pedo and then a few generals. But that's just a small part of the operation.
Well, how'd you get into this?
So same thing. But my dad was the orthodontist and came back to Charlotte. Same thing, was away for a little bit. He owned the practice, so it made sense.
Got it.
About 2 years in, so kind of the same story as you. 2 years in, started buying in and started learning the process of, you know, not only how to run the business in an economical way, but how to run the business in a family-owned way.
Absolutely.
You know, so there's a whole big difference of learning how to, you know, the customer service of being like, hey, this is a family tradition. This is something my parents started, my dad started, so I got to, you know. So learning that part of it, how to talk to patients, how to make people feel comfortable, dental chair, kind of assume the same way that you did.
And I'm sure you can attest to it because, you know, when you hear somebody that says, oh, man, you work in a family business or you're taking over your family's business, you know, they think it's this big, easy thing.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, they don't realize that the shoes you have to fill and you actually have to work 10 times harder because you're kind of the person who's always being pressed down on and made sure of that you're continuing the legacy in the way that it should have been.
That's it. And now I do have to ask, so when you say they came down and started Mr. Putty's, what's the background on that? Was it kind of like there was an opportunity or some land there? Was there already
So
fun park there?
Back in, so like I said, it was around 2015. My parents had been living down here for, 6 or 7 years at that point. My stepfather, he worked for Wall Street for basically his whole career, and unfortunately with Wall Street, they like to push people out who make a little bit too much money because they want to save money. So he was kind of right around that time getting ready for retirement and just trying to figure out his next move. So he called me, and you know, we kind of discussed over that whole year of 2015 what the business move was going to be and how we were going to collaborate on it and get it done. So after a lot of beg, borrowing, and stealing, you know, we figured out how we were going to get it done. He retired, you know, cashed out, you know, kind of put all of his chips on red, for lack of a better term, as did I. And we kind of just, you know, move forward for it. So, you know, the first step obviously was purchasing the land. You know, for anybody who's seen that, you know, McDonald's documentary, you know that owning the land is obviously the hugest part of owning a business. So yeah, purchasing the land. And then, you know, there's a lot of moving parts with these, you know, types of businesses. It's not exactly like, you know, there's one general contractor who just like builds a house and he puts the whole thing together. There's multiple entities that kind of have to all sync into one. Believe it or not, there are actually companies out there that just exclusively build miniature golf courses. It's not like you can call any construction person and say, hey, build me a miniature golf course. So we were able to find a company that's great. It's called Harris Miniature Golf. They're out of Cape May, New Jersey. And they've built probably thousands of these miniature golf courses all over the world. I think they've actually been in every single country. They just finished one in Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
So yeah, they're, it's not gold plated, but
yeah, you know. There you go.
But yeah, they built them all over the world, and we were blessed to have them build ours. So there's a lot of different styles of miniature golf. You know, everybody says, oh, putt putt. And I think, you know, putt putt's a big conception here, you know, in the southern type of states.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, you know, thinks of that.
It's the coast, the beach, everyone's playing putt-putt down there.
Putt-putt is actually the name of a franchise.
Yeah.
It's not a style of golf. Putt-putt, it was called Putt-putt Family Fun Center that came around in the 50s. And I guess they were just so popular that everybody took the name of putt-putt and applied it to what's actually called miniature golf.
Yeah.
But years down the line, they actually kind of separated a little bit, where putt-putt was kind of labeled as like the very flat, no obstacles, you know, made by 2x4s. It's kind of like a combination of billiards where you're banking it off the walls and things like that. And then the miniature golf came around, and that was more of like the jump shots and the windmills and the crazy things that there are, and then branched off on all different types of, you know, jungle golf, adventure golf, and, you know, all these different types of themed things where it all kind of funnels into the gameplay aspect of it, as well as, you know, the surrounding different type of themes that you have going on. And I guess that also depends on, you know, where you're at. So I like to call Mr. Putty's a championship style miniature golf.
There you go. That's interesting. I didn't know that history. So always learning something.
Right.
Now, in terms of, I know it's called, has the putties in it and all that, but y'all offer, like, for our audience, what do they expect when they come to Mr. Putty's Fun Park?
Yeah, that's right. So Mr. Putty's Fun Park, it's a lot more than just miniature golf. We're an adventure-themed type of place. So we have stuff like ropes course and zip lining, bungee bouncing, where the kids get strapped into the harness and jump up 10 feet high into the to the air on the trampolines. We do rock climbing. It's called the timber climb. So we have three different sized, they're like telephone poles. One's 30 feet, one's 40 feet, and one's 50 feet. And there's basically climbing holds on them. You're strapped into a belay. You climb all the way to the top, and then you rappel back down. We have something called the challenge zone. The challenge zone is five different skill and agility-based games that are kind of based into one pay-one-price area.
Yeah.
All multiplayer. You know, there's a couple of water games in there. We have a game called the shoot and shower. It's a basketball game where you compete against your opponent, and the loser gets sprayed with a five-second shower.
Yeah.
We have something called the balloon blaster, where it's a balloon-popping competition where you're popping a water balloon over your opponent's head. We do wax hand mold making, where you can make a different hand thing and color it and take it home as a keepsake. So we have a lot of different stuff. Also stuff for the adults. We have axe throwing. We serve beer and wine. So it's kind of a full encompassed place where we have something for everybody. It doesn't show any bias to anybody.
That's great. I assume this type of this time of year too is going to get real popular. I mean, you want to get outside, stay in light a little bit longer.
Yeah, unfortunately, not everybody's like me where they like it when it's 95 degrees.
Me too. I like it too.
I would rather sweat my butt off than freeze my butt off.
Yeah.
And that's always how I will be.
Yeah.
But yeah, springtime is usually our really, you know, start of the busy season. You know, these nice 75 degree days where, you know, people like to be outside, like I said before, they, you know, are sweating all day. So, yeah, springtime is definitely great for us, especially the upcoming spring break. Spring break is always a really, really busy week for us because, like I said, the weather's so good. And, you know, it seems like a lot of people are coming from all different places to come and visit here. You know, a lot of people that come from up north and visit family here. And, you know, even though a lot of people here go on vacation, we get a lot of out-of-towners that come in and, you know, want to come to places like Mr. Putty's because they have so much family.
Yeah. And speaking of spring, I know y'all have a big Easter event coming up. What's the deal with that?
So we're doing our first annual Easter egg hunt this year. And it's kind of going to be like a, almost like a trunk or treat style. You're familiar with like what they do for trunk or treats for Halloween.
Yeah.
So we kind of, I kind of cultivated it myself, you know, not to pat myself on the back.
There you go.
Too much,
someone's got it. Right?
Yeah. It's like a blend of a, trunk or treat mixed with an Easter egg hunt. This way it's more fair for everybody and it's not like, hey, we're dropping 10,000 eggs out here and all these kids are going to race and the 12-year-old kids will trample the 5-year-old kids.
We've always seen it happen.
Everybody has seen that before. So, we've invited vendors to come out, set up on the miniature golf course. Each vendor has an assigned hole out on the miniature golf course where you guys will be there.
Yeah. In case anybody loses a tooth or gets hit in the mouth, we're there.
That's right. Exactly. So basically the way of the flow of events will look is, people will arrive. We have the police department, that's involved. They're going to be handing out personalized tote bags to the kids. So this way the parents don't even have to worry about bringing Easter bags for the kids. So they'll grab the tote bags and, they'll start on hole number one, just like they would, you know, for a round of miniature golf. They'll meet the vendor on hole number one. Parents will talk to the vendor about whatever their service is. You know, we have a lot of different types of vendors, like you guys, people that sell physical services, people that sell crafts, real estate agents, and all different types of things. A deli that's going to be sampling Italian goods.
Oh, cool.
Which is super cool. So a whole bunch of different stuff for the parents to enjoy themselves as well as the kids. So like I said, you'll meet the vendors at each hole. You'll go through holes 1 through 18 just like you were playing the miniature golf course. You'll converse with the vendors, grab the eggs. They'll be hiding eggs for the kids. You know, we have a couple thousand eggs that we're hiding for the kids. A bunch of golden eggs as well, actually, out there. There's some really good prizes in those, anywhere from $50 gift cards to free Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches and things like that. Our partners over at Chick-fil-A were all very gracious to give us a whole bunch of coupons for that as well. So, yeah, like I said, they'll go 1 through 18. And it should take about, you know, 30 to 40 minutes for, you know, each group to go through.
That's perfect.
Yeah, about 2 minutes at each hole. So, you know, 18 holes, so, you know, 36 minutes or so. So just depending on how long that they're talking to people. And that gives the ability, like I said, where it makes it fair for everybody. You know, I know a lot of places when they do Easter egg hunts, they'll do, like, different age groups and different times and things like that. This way you don't have to worry about, you know, different timing where if you have a 3-year-old and a 7-year-old and some place might be doing it, you know, in 30-minute increments. And
yeah.
You gotta stick around for
2 hours. Hour
two
yeah.
2 hours, you know, waiting for your kids to collect the eggs. This way everybody can all go as a family, make sure that it's fair for everybody.
Yeah.
All the kids get to collect their eggs. And then, like I said, the parents get to take advantage of the awesome vendors that we have there as well and learn a lot about their businesses and, you know, kind of, you know, have the opportunity to, you know, purchase items and, you know, make future service purchases as well.
Well, as a community podcast and us trying to get into the community, that's an awesome thing that you're doing. I know it takes a lot of legwork to get all that together.
Right.
So I'm sure the whole community
absolutely
enjoys that. We appreciate you. We appreciate you having us out.
And that, you know, that's the biggest thing, you know, everybody gets so absorbed about, you know, like we said, starting a business and being an entrepreneur. And I think most people have a misconception of what exactly that takes. And the way that I've always gone about my business is being a fabric of the community always is going to come first.
Yeah.
And the good stuff comes later. Because if you have the community that's able to rally around you, you're going to be successful no matter what.
That's it. Well, that's a great way to do it. And sounds like a great way to wrap up a community podcast right there. But we appreciate you coming on for our guest. Again, it's Mr. Putty's Fun Park. And tell them where you're located.
We're at 2333 Dam Road in TKK, South Carolina. We're right off 160 in between the Circle K gas station and the Walmart Supercenter in TKK. Everybody knows the Walmart in TKK.
There you go. And we'll put all that in the show notes and everything and send out a nice little email to our group so everybody gets to know you.
Don't forget the Easter egg hunt is on March 30th from 9 to 11.
9 to 11, March 30th. We'll be out there. Hope to see y'all out there. And Rob, thanks so much for coming on, man.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you.
Absolutely. No problem. Thanks for having me.